For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, in this virtual world we're currently in, there are Zoom play readings and there are Zoom play readings. And I thought we just need to have Chris Hanley of Alleyway Theater back to explain what he has cooked up for their benefit this Saturday. Good morning, Chris Hanley.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. It's been a heck of a run with all of the different streams you've been putting up on your website since, what, November 7th? But now we come to the big finale.
That's right. We've had 2 weeks of plays, streaming and live and on demand, and you can still watch them. But tomorrow we are presenting Mystery Box, which is a new play by Tom Allen Robbins. And it's a reading, but it's live on Zoom with a lot of folks who I'm really excited are making their Alleyway debuts.
It's incredible people, frankly. I think that our listeners may need some explanation, but these are the kinds of actors who, when they are walking in Manhattan, total strangers ask for their autograph. These are some real heavy hitter Broadway people, Tony nominee types. How'd you get them? Who are they and how did you get them?
So when we were putting out calls for our playwriting competition this year, we eliminated the entry fee. By eliminating that fee, we had playwrights who otherwise would not have submitted their play for one reason or another. And one of those, I think probably, was Tom. And we got this great play, and with Tom comes his network of folks, and with this play comes people who had been involved in other developmental readings of it before.
So let's go through some of them, and just some explanation. I love this cast. You have Mary Testa.
Mary Testa.
Yes.
Can you believe it? Mary Testa has been on Broadway since 1980. I think was her first show. She did Barnum.
She was in Barnum. 3 Tony nominations.
Yeah, most recently for last year's Oklahoma revival.
She was at Eller.
I mean, when you think of Broadway and you think of great Broadway performers, Mary Testa is at the top of many, many people's lists.
Well, let's hear a little from her.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Mary Testa, and I hope you can join me for Alleyway's first ever digital theater festival at alleyway.com. You'll get to see me in a benefit reading of Mystery Box by Tom Allen Robbins. This benefit will support Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, the Erie County Medical Center's Immunodeficiency Clinic, and Alleyway's new play programming. And new plays are so important because theater is important. The arts are important right now. We are all at home. We're all sort of suffering in this pandemic. And entertainment is really, really important. It feeds your soul. It gives you hope and possibilities and new theater. So I hope you can join me and a bunch of other really talented actors and great people. Please get your tickets. Please join. Thanks so much. See you then.
That is so lovely. And something else about Mary Testa, she did Queen of the Mist by Michael John Lacusa, and she's very closely associated with Michael John Lacusa, Western New York, great composer, Hello Again, Marie Christine, and for her, Queen of the Mist. And you transmitted my question to her, could we lure her to Buffalo to do it again?
Yes, I am very well aware that Michael John Lacusa is from that area and the Lacusa family. I'm not sure I could be lured. It's been a while. The show is not an easy show to do. My answer is I'm not sure, but I have been on Made of the Mist, and it's spectacular. And just all of the research we did when we did the show is just magnificent. Those falls are magnificent. So thank you very much. And perhaps someday, let's say I'll never say no, definitively. You never know.
And she's also associated with William Finn. She did the original In Trousers, just in the thick of everything. But you also now have Wesley Taylor. I'd mentioned that he was the creator and star of my favorite digital show. But he, again, I was going through how many times I've seen him. I forgot that he was in The Tales of the City in San Francisco. I saw that. Rock of Ages.
SpongeBob SquarePants. The Addams Family original cast.
Addams Family, which also had Carole Carmello, who is also in Indoor Boys, as is Vianne Cox, whose father is from Buffalo. And I asked him about her.
Vianne, how is Vianne Cox doing? Well, she's probably still basking in the glow of her Daytime Emmy nomination for Best Supporting Actress in a Digital Series for Indoor Boys. What's going on with Indoor Boys? Well, we've done 3 seasons. We've pretty much closed the book. Alex and I have talked about possibilities of reunion episodes or specials or a movie or something, but the Indoor Boys experience was so rewarding and brought us many great opportunities.
How can you get Emmy nominations and then cancel the show? I just think that's unjust. I loved that show.
And folks might want to know that there's a whole other Emmy world out there for digital content. Did you know that, Chris? You could be up for an Emmy for all we know.
I hope so. I hope I am. I hope I win one. If I will, I'll mention you in my speech.
I hope you do, too. Thank you. Thank you. And I love what Tom said about the play, about the development of it. Here's the voice of Tom Allen Robbins talking about his play, Mystery Box.
Interestingly enough, Mystery Box is a version of the very first play I ever wrote, which when I wrote it first was called The Joke the Rabbit Told Me. That was actually quite a few years ago. And over the years, I have continued to go back to it and rewrite it as I have developed as a writer and as a person and learned new things. It's all gone into Mystery Box. This latest version is actually substantially rewritten from the last reading that was done of it, which, by the way, Wesley and Dakin were both in. At that time, there was another main character by the name of Fishman, who I completely eliminated from this version of the script. That last version of the script had an entire opening scene that I cut for this reading, and a lot of other things about it have changed. So it has sort of been my playwriting thesis, I guess. I have been working on it for such a long time, and I've learned so much as I've rewritten it over the years that I'm extremely fond of it, and I'm very anxious to hear this latest version and see where I stand with it.
That was Tom Allen Robbins talking about his play, Mystery Box, which is being read at Alleyway tomorrow night.
Yeah, what Tom said about the play is that it's about an artist going back to the art and trying to figure out what it is and what makes sense and how to create it. And I like that this play is for him also that piece that he keeps going back to and discovering and reworking and trying. And that's sort of the life of a play. And that's what's exciting for us to do at Alleyway, is to give people those opportunities to develop their play. And by bringing folks like Mary and Wesley and Dakin Matthews and all these folks to the piece, we're able to highlight the play itself.
Well, I think it's exciting, and folks really have to know that this is a one-time, one-night opportunity. It's this Saturday, the 21st, as opposed to all the other shows, which can still be streamed if you want. I just wanted to jump in, since we're dropping names like crazy around here. Big Breath, starring Elizabeth Stanley, nominated for Jagged Little Pill. Big name folks are coming to the Alleyway.
Virtually. They're virtually coming.
They're virtually coming to the Alleyway, and that's what's kind of different about this. You guys are the look and the feel of these are very advanced. I'm seeing techniques I haven't seen on any other streams.
Well, we're the place to see stuff. We're the place to be. We're the theater to check it out.
But I think that you're also premeditatedly trying to plant that seed. If you want to be known as a center for play development, and you don't have to be in New York for that. You know, Minneapolis is known for it. Louisville is known for it. But people will look for names. And the name Dakin Matthews, Wesley Taylor, Mary Testa, people see those names and they say, well, that must have been a first-rate reading.
Yeah.
And it provides opportunities for local actors eventually to interact with these people as well.
Yeah, we're really excited about what's coming down the line. And this is just the first step. This is just the beginning of this really focused work on the development of these plays and getting people in the room and really trying to position Buffalo, like you said, as a city on the same line as Louisville and Minneapolis.
Well, the play is Mystery Box by Tom Allen Robbins. It is one night only, tomorrow night, November 21st. Now, the tickets are $65. Now, as when you buy a box of Girl Scout cookies, you are not just buying the cookies, you're making a contribution to the Girl Scouts. So, you know, that is why a little more, but you do get some value added, but it is the benefit performance for the Alleyway. Hoping everybody will tune in to see this new play with Mary Testa, Wesley Taylor, Dakin Matthews, and Helen Caspedes. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.